Before we start with the Shaila we finished last week, which is a new topic, we're discussing, but it's related, we're going to discuss another Shaila as an introduction. So, not everybody, when it comes to the summer, can afford expensive holidays, or even afford to rent out little apartments, diras, simmers, whatever what you want to call it, for their summer holidays. So, often they advertise that we're looking to swap apartments. So, in the summer, there was an advert for swapping apartments between Yerushalayim and Haifa, and they got a response. And it was agreed that family Reuven from Haifa will come down for 4 days, including over Shabbos, to Yerushalayim, and family Shimon from Yerushalayim will go up to Haifa for those 4 days. They'll swap apartments. So, family Reuven came down to Yerushalayim, and they enjoyed their first night at stay, Thursday night. Everything went okay. Halfway through Friday, in preparation for Shabbos, suddenly pandemonium broke out. Why? What happened? Air conditioning. No. I wouldn't say pandemonium, but air conditioning. It's uncomfortable. What happened was there was a major break in the water pipes, and there was a huge leak, flood in the apartment, the whole apartment. By the time they came back from their Friday till, was flooded, so they realized. And now it was very close to Shabbos, so they decided, look, we don't want to, got no time to fix it. So what are we going to do? It's not really livable over Shabbos, such a mess. And therefore we're going to turn off the water to obviously stop the flood. But we're going to go to a hotel for the Shabbos. What can we do? We have to move into a hotel. We don't need, no many people in Yerushalayim. And we can just rock up on their doorsteps. So we went to a hotel. After Shabbos, so family Reuven contacted family Shimon, who's now in family Reuven's apartment in Haifa, and asked them, how is it going? So family Shimon said, fine, we had a wonderful time. Family Reuven said, we didn't have quite such a wonderful experience in your apartment, and we had to go to a hotel. So now, what has happened is that we're really claiming rent for the apartments which you rented out from us in Haifa. Because what was the deal? We take your apartments in Yerushalayim, you take our apartments in Haifa. Ended up we did not take your apartments in Yerushalayim because it wasn't usable, and therefore we want rent for the apartments of your use in Haifa.
Oh, they're not asking for reimbursement of the hotel, they're asking for rent?
No, we can't. Why should we ask the company?
Which is more expensive?
It's an introduction for last week. Yes? We didn't even discuss it, just talk about the case.
Which is more expensive, the hotel or
the hotel?
One night hotel is more than 4 nights of the house?
We started discussing it. Yes.
One night hotel is more than 4 nights in the house?
He doesn't have to go there. All they're saying is that the end of the day, the deal was not you get my apartment in Haifa for free. The deal was apartment in Haifa for exchange of apartment in Yerushalayim. Apartment in Yerushalayim, not usable. So therefore, we didn't get paid for the use of our apartment in Haifa. So therefore, you have to pay now for the use of the apartment in Haifa.
What was last week's question?
Okay, we'll get there.
I've got last week's question.
Okay, we'll get there. So, What?
He usually doesn't care what I say. This is very unusual.
Do they have to pay or do they not have to pay?
They were claiming just for the remaining 3 days as opposed to all 4 days?
They're claiming for the 3 days, yes. 3 days of use. Okay, they pay for Thursday night. We're charged. What's payment for Thursday night? It's the use of the Thursday nights in Haifa. But now you use our apartments for the other 3 nights, you have to pay for those 3 nights. That is recorded.
A barter is a financial deal. It's the same thing. Same thing. No, we're renting out the apartment.
It's a rental. We're renting.
You didn't
the apartments are roofing, and payment is Haifa, and vice versa.
Yes, you did.
It wasn't livable. Your apartment was not livable. You gave us an apartment which is not livable.
No. When you have
not a fair exchange for the apartment which is in Haifa. Wasn't livable. Yeah, but then afterwards it wasn't livable because of...
That's an onus. Alright, so that's an onus, right? This is an onus.
Yes, it's an onus.
This is not service.
You didn't give us anything. You have to give us an exchange for hype for use. You have to give us Yushalayim use. You did not give us Yushalayim use.
They didn't say it's reasonable.
I'm deaf. If I can hear you, that means
maybe you say it's reasonable that an apartment could have a flood. You know, pipe can break. That's a normal use of apartment. It's not a hotel.
Yes.
So it's expected that things can go wrong. It could have happened the other way around. That's a normal thing to happen in an apartment for a pipe to break.
Okay. So let's look at number one. A masker buys the chaveru. Somebody rents their house to spread. If the house fell down by itself, if he said, you know, I'm renting out this specific house, I don't have to give you another house. What about the rent? You have to pay for what you used, but you have to give back all the rent which I didn't use. If the house fell down, then I don't have to pay for the whole rent. I get back the rent of which I didn't use. So over here, the house fell down on Friday, so to speak. So therefore, I didn't use it for 3 days. So you have to return the rental money which I paid you for those 3 days. How did I pay you for those 3 days? With giving you rent and Haifa. So therefore, those 3 days you have to give back to me. The monetary value of those 3 days.
But the guy in the Gemara, even Shulchan Aruch, sorry, he was prepared to pay rent. These guys weren't prepared to pay. You said some of the people don't have the ability to go away, and that's why they're doing the swap.
They weren't prepared to pay cash. Well, how were they aware to pay it?
In kind. Water.
In kind. This for this. Haifa for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim for Haifa.
But who says that they were equal? In other words, in the barter system, you don't look at what each thing is worth. You say, okay, I'll do this for you, you this for you, even though what's not worth.
So you're very good. So we have to look at this, the value of the lowest property. Yes? The monetary value of the property which is the cheapest out of it. Was it Haifa? Was it Yerushalayim? Probably it was Haifa. Yeah, Haifa was cheapest. Yerushalayim. So therefore we have to say 3 days use of Haifa is what I want to get back for you. You have to pay for that. You didn't give me use of the apartment for 3 days in Yerushalayim. Rental here was 3 days use of Haifa. I didn't get use of the apartment usual line, so you have to return it. Return this in cash. Which side? So, it's not so simple. Let's see the number two. Mises of the Baisitobo. Now this is the Ramah. The first one was the Machaber. Now the Ramah, much later on, he says like this. Somebody erects a house to live in, who makes the Toksman Sirus and the renter dies. Ein Soch Leshalim Rat Mashadobo. Then the family of the renter only have to pay the amount that he lived there. He lived there for 1 month. He only paid for 1 month. Not more than 1 month. The Balabais, why is that true? Why is that true? The renter dies. Why is that true? And here's what's connected to us. The Balabais have become pole. The owner of the house is like a worker. Bahabalei lahatnos, and therefore he should have made conditions that in a matzav of onus that he still gets paid. How do we look at the rental that takes place? I rent a house. How do you look at it? Says the Ramah, the Shem the Mordechai, you look at it is that the one who's renting the house is the Balabais. And he's hiring the worker, i.e. the owner of the house, to provide him a service of giving him space to live. So what's the halacha in the case where an onus happens that the worker can't perform his work?
When he stays where it is.
What we learnt, if the worker now can't perform his work because of an onus, then he doesn't get paid. If he doesn't get paid, then you don't have to pay. You only have to pay for what you use, not what you don't use.
Renter is hiring the owner?
The renter is hiring the worker to provide him a service. So the owner of the house is like a worker. And now that the renter dies, it's an onus that the worker can no longer provide the service. What's the halakha in an event where the worker can't provide the service? Then he loses. He doesn't get paid for his work.
So you still have to pay the people inside. People are high for the tenant, not the balabais.
What should be that?
The ones who own the type of apartment are the tenant, they're not the landlord.
The ones who
own. So that means the landlord, who's the people from Yerushalayim staying at Haifa.
Yerushalayim are the people, or the balabais. Yes?
The ones who own the apartment in Yerushalayim are staying in Haifa, they're the balabais.
The balabais is, let's look at Yerushalayim. The balabais, who's the balabais in Yerushalayim? The renter.
The one staying in Haifa.
The one staying in Haifa is called the balabais. And the service which they want in Yerushalayim is the owner of the house in Yerushalayim is supposed to provide them the service.
Right.
Owners happens that service can't be performed.
So the people in Yerushalayim don't have to pay the guy who owns the apartment in Yerushalayim, which means that the guy in Yerushalayim has to pay for Haifa.
Yes.
Despite the same halacha.
Wait and see.
They both do the same thing.
So let's look at just Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim and owners happens that work couldn't be performed, so therefore there, Yerushalayim, they don't have to pay for all 4 days because they didn't use the apartment for 4 days. They only used the apartment for 1 day. For 3 of those days, they don't have to pay. If they don't have to pay for 3 of those days, then they should get money for the use of the apartment in Haifa, which was okay. Yeah, the same as what we said up to now.
I thought with an onus we say wherever the money is, that's where it stays.
Nah. Very good point. Very good point. We'll see in a second. Mew says the Ramah further. Yesh Cholkim. There are people arguing on this whole concept, and they say that Lachain in Kibasa Kulo ain't soch lasiku. If you receive the money, you don't have to get it back. If you get the money for the rent up front and the onus happens that now you can't use the house, you lose your money. So the renter dies, he still has to pay for all the rent, even the house, bit of time he didn't use. What's the reasoning behind this? he has to pay, even though he didn't get use of it. There was an earn that happened, he still has to pay, even though he didn't get use of it.
But he only has to pay until the owner collects it after, for 1 month, let's say sign the year lease. So if the owner can rent it out for
yes.
a reason, he has to pay.
That's correct. Don't get double rent. So, what do we see from here? Says the Ramah, according to this opinion, that even if you have an onus that prevents you getting use of the apartment, you still have to pay for the whole rental contract.
No, because the Ramah's case is where the onus is inside the tenant. The other onus is inside the landlord.
You see, that's a headache. You see, that's a headache. Now, what's this logic behind this? The first Mandom said, you only pay for what you use. Don't use it, you don't pay. The second Mandom says, even if you don't use it, you still have to pay. What's the logic of the second Mandom, that you have to pay even though you didn't use it?
The second's more consistent with what we learned. The second is the onus, the money stays where it is. The first is the finish.
It's got nothing to do with where the money says. Even
to be paid. To only be
even
paid.
If you haven't paid.
Where is it? But in Kibel Haskar.
No, that is the since there's a machloka. The second opinion says even if you haven't paid, you have to pay. Even if you don't use it, you still have to pay for what you didn't use. And even the owners why you don't use it, you still have to pay. Why?
Because I'm paying for the right to arrange, not for the use of it. Paying for the right to use it, not to use it.
Which means, what do you mean?
It's not a power. It's
your worker, what is it?
You're getting what you paid for. You're not the right.
Carpet.
What?
Your talisman or carpet?
It's like a sale contract. What happens? You buy something. And then, the next day, an illness happens, earthquake, it gets broken. Do you get your money back? You only used it for 1 day. You don't get your money back. It's yours. It's your fault. It's your problem. You don't get your money back. So therefore we have a fundamental machlokas. How do you look at a rental of a house? Is a rental of a house like a employment of an employee? And therefore you only pay for what you get and you don't have to pay for what you don't get. He doesn't work, you don't get paid. You do work, you do get paid. Is that how we look at the rental of a house? Or do you look at the rent of a house like you bought the rights to the house for the time of the rental? So you bought it for 7 days, that's it, it's yours for 7 days. 7 days, if owners happens, it's your owners. You don't get money back for that. That's how we look at it, according to the second opinion. So if you go according to the second opinion, that you bought those rights, the owners happens, you suffer those losses, then in our case, now that the people in Yerushalayim, after the first day, what happens? Now it comes not usable, but still you have to pay, even if it doesn't come, even if you can't use it, you still have to pay. So what do you want? Your money back? You don't get your money back according to this opinion.
Except that here it's been taught a little more that things happen, not been taught the back. In other words, in this case, you still have the right to use it. In our case, you don't have the right to use it.
So, is there a difference? Let's speak it out to everybody. We're saying now, points to Ramah, who Paskins like his opinion, that what you paid, you don't get your money back, because we go according to the opinion which says, you bought it, it only happens, it's your problem, you have to suffer those losses. Okay.
Or he's compromised.
Not fixing the water.
The
rental, I bought the rights of use. The rights of use.
There must compromise between the two opinions.
Yes, please. Right. So he's saying,
if you already paid.
He contacted him after Sabbath and he said, you know what? I didn't get use. So therefore I didn't get use. I want you to give me money for the use which you already used. And that, what do you mean? You already paid.
He only paid what he got up until the time of the flooding.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't inform the other parties.
He gave him the keys and said, here's 4 days.
No.
Here's the 4 days. You already paid.
I understand, but part of that payment happened after the case already happened. When the Ramah says, in general,
where's the money?
When the Ramah,
where's the money?
So do you look at it where it was before they came into Basin, or where it was at a later date?
Where it is, you're now in Basin. Who do you want to give back the money? You're saying, give us money back because we didn't get use of this apartment. So we say, the Ramah says you don't get money back once you paid.
Even if he gave the money to sex before he came into Basin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready to pay? So, is it the same as house falling down to the case where the renter dies? We say the case where the renter dies, you don't get your money back. But in the case where the house falls down, the Shulchan Aruch says, you do get your money back. Is it the same? Is it not the same?
It's where it falls down.
Our case seems more
it's
like
falling down the house the same as the renter died. We're asking, is the house being flooded the same as the renter died?
Flooding seems more like the house falling down.
Would the Ramah also argue if the house fell down? That's what we're saying, asking.
Is there a Ramah on this on Shin Yud Beis?
No.
So it seems he's not arguing.
So tell me, why wouldn't he argue?
He said already.
So it repeats.
We still had access to the house. In our case, he no longer has access. Like, the house is gone. The house fell down. The house is flooded. There's no longer access. Masha Inkain, in the case of the tenant dying, he still has rights. His kids could come and use the house. You know.
So let's read out that difference in the Nesivos number 3, and then I'll ask you a bumper kasha, which I expect you to answer. So move here, come on. So the Nesivos says like this. I, we paskin the L, Simon should the base, but not for advice. Ain't a chai the shalim. You don't get your money back. You don't have to pay. Here we say, you do have to pay. What's the difference? Why over here do you have to pay? The reason is obvious. The shomres bahabayas. When the house down fell down, the house was a problem in the house. Because that's a problem in the house. Where over here the problem is in the renter. If the problem is in the house, then you don't have to pay. If the problem is the renter can't use it, then you do have to pay. Now, why is that true? You, very nice. Why is that true? Why, if the house fell down?
He's actually still there when the guy's dead. There's nothing affecting. You just can't use it.
Yes.
Like
what he said. Yes.
The kids could use it. The house.
Okay. And in the house, in the case of the house, Lou.
Well, I was quoting you.
In the case of the house. Yes.
The product defective was a defective product.
Ah. So that's how we define it.
Defective product.
Well, it's not necessary. Let's say the house fell down because of an earthquake.
If the house fell down, we say that when you bought it, it was ready defective by the time when you bought it.
Mekach tos.
It was a mekach tos. It was a mom. It was a blemish. It was something already defective. And therefore you get your money back. If you buy something with a defect, of course you get your money back. So if the house falls down, so you get your money back.
That has nothing to do with the fact that it's defective. If a bus goes through it, it doesn't mean it's defective because the bus can't be on. Especially if it's on the fourth floor.
Which over here is ground defective.
But that's the lesson of the Nesivos.
So the Nesivos would pass.
Habikamum Bemecha. It's like you bought a defective product, so of course you get your money back. Now everyone is pointing out the bombakasha. What do you mean it's defective? Who says it fell down because it had wobbly walls and it wasn't strong enough. Maybe it just fell down because, like you say, earthquake. Bus?
I have a better question than that. If it's in Chazar, you should get all the money back, not just part of it.
But you used it! No, you don't. You know, you, whatever you paid, you have to. Whatever you use, you have to pay. Even if you use defects. So, why do we say this is called is a defect? It's no defect. Sometimes it will be defect, sometimes not. Anyone got any ideas?
Well, when he entered the apartment in Yerushalayim, water first. Apparently there was a problem before he poured it also. The pipe, if the pipe is good, it's not going to burst right away. It could have been also a mecca.
Well, let's ask our expert, is that true?
This,
there's no rules.
Every house is affected by definition.
Here in Israel. Maybe I should do this here.
So, like this? Okay. Nice story you're saying, but the receivers didn't say that reasoning. The receiver said, because it's defect. So the Chazanish says like this. Chazanish says like this.
Well, first of all, the word receivers, he says, Vahavi Kimum.
Yeah, very good. He didn't say Mum Bumeka. He says, Havi Kimum. Already, that already gives you a bit of a clue. So the Chazanish says like this. We fell down. Maybe because a bus hit it. It fell down. Okay. Now it's fallen down. But if it would have been strong enough, maybe it could have taken the effect of a bus. How do I know that it wasn't because of its weakness that caused it to be able to give way to the owners, which happens? Some properties are able to take earthquakes. Some can't take earthquakes. Your property didn't. How do I know that it's not got a defect in the property that caused it to fall?
Suffix.
It's a suffix. Since it's a suffix, maybe it's a defect, it's not. We assume that it was a defect because it happened in the Balabais' property. A big kiddush of the Chazanish. The defect was in the property itself. So therefore, even though we're not sure it's because of the defect, we're going to assume it's because of the defect, and then you can get your money back.
You could ask an engineer to tell you if it was because of the house or if it was because of the owners.
Doesn't matter what the engineer says.
By the way, you chased away the engineer's
house. Why don't we have a chazaka? He's had that house been standing for 20 years, never fell down.
Yes.
All of a sudden it falls down.
Because when we're talking about a rental relationship, we say that all the onus is on the balabais to make sure that it's going to last for the rent. And if it doesn't, then it's a mum in his own property. Okay? So that's how it was paskened, that in the case of the leak, they're entitled to get their money back. And therefore you have to pay for the use of the apartment in Haifa. Let's now go to case number two. Similar, but different. Bochrim from a famous yeshiva. Living in an apartment which they rented. Not to mention the yeshiva or the area. The middle of the night, when all the Bochrim are eventually asleep, suddenly a huge explosion takes place and everyone wakes up and they realize they're now sleeping under the skies or the stars of the skies. In the skies, they can see the stars. Under the stars.
Somebody stole their roof.
What happened to the roof? was the next door's boiler had blown up, and with it also took off the roof of their apartment. Now, this was quite near the beginning of the contract for the year of the apartments. Are they mechuyev now still to pay for the apartments? Can they get back the money which they paid for the apartments or not?
Isn't this similar to the flooding?
Similar.
That sounds like a defective roof to me. It's
not just the door. Ask an engineer, you never know.
You have to make the guy go and let the boiler to
okay, fine. But we're talking about the bathroom and the pump, the owner of the pump where they're renting. What does the owner of the apartment say in Basin? He says, you know what? Look, they paid rent and got rents in my pockets. Why should I give rent back? It's not my fault. It's not my boiler. It's the neighbor's boiler. You got problems. Get your money back from the person whose boiler blew up. But nothing to do with me. You're going to still pay. Why should I give you money back? The bathroom is saying, look, we haven't used the apartments. We're not getting used to the apartments. We want our money back.
Is he going to fix the roof or is he going to leave it like that the whole the rest of the year?
Well, obviously he'll fix it, it's not an issue.
Eventually he'll fix it.
He's insured too.
So, what do people say about this? Is it similar to the last case or not? What did we say in the last case? That if an illness happens, that you can't use the apartments, and it's a defect in the apartments, then you're entitled your money back. But if it's not a defect in the apartments, but the renter died, then the renter still has to pay for the whole rental.
If we said a suffix defect, for Nechazanish, it's still considered a defect.
Yes.
This is...
Is this like the case where the renter died, or is this like the case of the house falling down?
The house falling down.
All the rest of the time.
House falling down.
Wait a minute, you see, Buckham is still alive, right?
Says number four. Let's look at this very interesting remark. See, shouldn't your base, the Ramar does speak. But I didn't let him speak before. He's now speaking now. In Shinya base, the Ramar does speak. He says like this. Nisruf HaBayis, if the house got burnt, Dinah Kanofel, it's got the same din as the house falling down. If so, you should get your money back, yes? Okay. Says the Ramar carries on. Nisraf Kolair. If the whole city gets burnt, Havi Makkah Medina, that's what we call a Makkah, to the whole country, an area. And Menachem Levisir, then you get back your rent. Mashlo Dobo, what you didn't use. What is the Ramah saying?
Seems the opposite of what we would
what expect. What is he saying? He's saying, if it's a Makkah's Medina, that the whole ear got burnt, then you get back your rent. So what did he mean before? That when the house burns, it's the same as falling. What did the Ramah mean? He says, if the whole ear city's on fire, then you get your rent back. So what did he mean before? That when the house burnt down, it's got the same thing as falling. What does he mean? Everyone shouts. It means that there are more holes that even when the house falls down, you still have to pay. According to the Ramah, even if the house falls down, you still have to pay.
Why doesn't he say that though?
Because he says, he speaks like this. He says, house burning, same as falling. And if the fire is in the whole city, then you get back your rents. Which means if the house
just
was
on
only,
one house.
If it's only in one house to fire, then you don't get back your rent. Which means when you say the house falling is the same as, that the house on fire is the same as falling, which means even when the house falls, you also don't get back your rent according to the Ramah.
That's not the Ramah. He would explicitly say his argument with the Mahabharata.
It's also the exact opposite of logic we were saying. When the whole place is on fire, then that shows there was no specific problem with the house. And when it's just that house, you might think there was a specific problem with that house. And the halacha is almost the opposite, according to the way we're defining the remote.
Whoa, it's opposite. No, so let's change our mindset. How are we going to understand this? The Ramah is saying, what's the swap? If the rent dies or if it burns down, you don't get back your rent. You only get back your rent if the fire is in the whole city, then you get back your rent.
Which is the one time you think maybe you wouldn't get back your rent.
So let's leave the whole city on fire. Let's just look at the one suck of the Ramah that you do not get back your rent if it falls down. Why? Why don't you get back your rent if it falls down? Everyone should say an obvious answer.
You say you bought a product.
You bought a product. The Ramah does not hold of this precedence that he explains. That if you bought something and the notice happens, okay, you bought it, you have to stop the losses. Aye, it's a mum, it's a blemish, it's a mega toss. Yes? Who says? Maybe not. Maybe yes. You could prove it. So we see that the Ramah argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, according to the Ramah, you do not get back your rent. So now, tell me, would he also argue in our previous case of the pipe bursting?
Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
Yes, yeah, on the whole city side first. Okay. So the answer is, it depends. It depends. Based and Sentin are experts, and they tell him, why did these pipes burst? If the expert says, you know why these pipes burst? Because they're old, they're rusty. It was going to happen any time. Then we say that it's a clear proof that there was a blemish in the product which they sold, and therefore you're entitled to your money back, even according to the Ramah. When does the Ramah say you still have to pay? That's if we're not sure why there's a problem here. Why did it fall down? Could be a blemish, could be because of the circumstances. We don't know why it fell down, so therefore in that situation you still have to pay. But if we know for sure that the reason why it fell down is because it was a defect, then of course you get your money back. So in the first case, it was clear cut that it was a defect in the pipes, and therefore you're entitled to get your money back. But in this case where the house blew up next door, the defect in the product, who says there's a defect in the product? Who says there's a defect or found in the product? Over here. So you're not entitled to your money back. So the Bachrim are not entitled to receive their money back for the rent which they paid. But the halacha is not like that.
I don't think the Ramah is arguing about that. I think his caveat here is about being a victim of sorrow. That's what he's making a difference. In other words, if it's Nisaf, it's Kanafal, and near it's Poli, because because of the Yish Kolkin, it's Poli, it's Hikim Lo Skoro or not. But if it's Makas Medina, for whatever reason.
But that means you're still arguing Makaba, because Makaba says even if you paid all the money, you get it back. And the Ramah is saying you paid the money, you don't get it back.
If the Bachrim didn't pay all the money, they still owed it?
No. Whatever money the Bachrim gave, according to this Ramah, you shouldn't get it back. But the halacha is not like that. And this we're going to introduce for the first time in the Shirin, and that is that here we see this concept called Minag Medina. And what's Minag Medina when you make a long-term rental? Who pays for defects that happen even if their own sin happens? Who pays for any major damages that are not usable now, the public? Whose affairs is it to pay? The landlords. Since that's the normal contract of long-term rental, even if you don't write the contract, we're going to still obligate you according to those normal terms and conditions. And therefore, if that's so, the one who's responsible to take the loss of a non-usable dirah is always the landlord because of Minhag Medina. Minhag Medina means he has to return the money because he can't use the apartment. You rent me apartment, can't use the apartment. Minhag Medina says you have to return the money, the landlord. Why not in the first case? Why in the first case do we say you don't have to return?
What's the first case again?
If, depending on the makrokas, would there be difference in the first case?
Which is?
Let's say you didn't pay.
Which case are you referring to?
Let's say in the case of the high for Yushalayim.
The bottom.
Their Minhag Medina wouldn't take effect because it's not a normal contract. If it's not a normal contract, then we can't go by Minhag Medina. Only in a normal contract do we go like Minhag Medina. So in this case of the Bachrim, which is a long-term rental, therefore, even though Halakha would dictate that they don't get the money back, but Minhag Medina says the landlord obligates himself into giving back the money in such circumstances.
But we would follow the Ramah in the Yerushalayim Chaima case and say no one owes anyone any money?
If it would be a short-term rental in such a scenario, yeah. Now, I'll just give you the case. This is all what we said up to now is introduction for the case. What case? Everyone now can think about it. As we know, there was a big sreifa in the Carmel area. And because of that, there was many dinei Torah. Which, what was the dinei Torah? People rented holiday flats there, and because of the fire, they couldn't use it. Off limits to go there. Now they want their money back for not use of the apartments. Are they entitled to get their money back or not?
Is there a fire on the street or fire on the actual apartments?
There's a fire in the whole area. So we just saw now, and this is the introduction for you to think about it, because this is not the bottom line in this case, but you have to think about it. Over Shabbos, what are you doing over Shabbos? Yeah, of course. We just saw that the whole Machlokas, Machaber, and Ramah, whether you get your money back or you don't get your money back, is when your house falls down, or there's a shrefa, a fire in your house. But the Ramah, even the Ramah holds that if there's a Machlokas Medina, that there's a fire in the whole city, then you do get your money back. So the question is that applicable in our case?
How do you define whole city?
And is this defined as Makkah Medina or not Makkah Medina? Is it applicable or not? That's the question.
Did you give us the same homework two nights in a row?
And you have to think, this is the main question, really to get you to think, you can't sleep over the Shabbos because of this, is why would Makkah Medina mean you get your money back?